It's Monday, August 2nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Zero trust on the rise, insurance carriers say catastrophe, and from the ashes of Darkseid and our evil, and a small Airbnb feature we can learn from. This is the Business of Tech. The rising prices of insurance against cyber attacks fail to take into account the potential catastrophic effects of a widespread attack, Chubb Chief Executive Evan Greenberg said last week. Quote, the pricing environment is pretty good, Greenberg said on a conference call, but that is not addressing by itself the fundamental issue. Like pandemic, cyber has a catastrophic profile to it. This from IT News. CISA has announced its vulnerability disclosure policy platform for federal agencies, designed to be a coordination platform with the security community. The NSA has also released guidance for securing wireless devices in public, your cheat sheet, VPNs on public Wi-Fi, and two-factor authentication. The Justice Department has released that the SolarWinds attackers gained access to significantly more official emails than initially thought. 27 U.S. attorneys' offices were impacted, and all sent, received, and stored emails and attachments between May 7 and December 27, 2020 were compromised. Microsoft found that 76% of organizations are in the process of implementing a zero-trust architecture, up 6% from last year. The shift to hybrid work, accelerated by COVID-19, is also driving the move toward broader adoption of zero-trust, with 81% of organizations having already begun the move toward a hybrid workplace, writes Vashul Jakhal, Microsoft Corporate Vice President of Security, Compliance, and Identity. Barracuda has released data that says organizations face over 700 social engineering attacks on average each year, and 43% of phishing attacks impersonate Microsoft. So speaking of phishing, Microsoft is also warning about the bizarre call center malware operation. It's more dangerous than initially thought. It targets Office 365 and Microsoft 365 customers with a phishing email about an expiring bogus trial subscription, which then leads to a call to the call center to get the victim to install the BazaCall backdoor. The group can move quickly, within 48 hours of compromise. And Darkseid and Our Evil have reconstituted as a new group, Black Matter. The group is targeting organizations with revenue of more than $100 million, between 500 and 15,000 devices, and have not been previously targeted. The group has also listed off-limit targets like hospitals, critical infrastructure, oil and gas, defense, nonprofits, and government. So why do we care? Standard reasons to care are the landscape, trends, etc., plus those actionable resources. I was a bit surprised by Microsoft's 76% number, and then I checked to see who was asked, and it's security professionals, which makes this make a lot more sense. Those without a security professional on staff would give you a blank stare. That remains an opportunity in the SMB and mid-market, particularly for those companies who don't have internal security staff. The data does show the importance. Those in the know are moving to zero trust. Let's also highlight the insurance industry reaction. The chatter continues to be how unsustainable that industry finds the current situation. Even without regulatory action, IT providers' insurance will go up and the audits will continue to increase. Better plan for that. Airbnb has announced a new tool for hosts, the ability to test and list their Wi-Fi speeds on listings. Integrated directly into the app, it uses mLab's open source software for the testing. Why do we care? So it's a feature, so it'd normally just move on. Then it struck. This is a great example of bringing technology into a business to solve a changing need. Understanding the speed of the Wi-Fi was not as important a requirement pre-pandemic, and now it is. It's this unique thinking that I wanted to highlight here, because when we talk about bringing business value with technology, this one books more Airbnbs. What feature can you bring to a customer? And next time you need to stay in an Airbnb, you can test the connection speed. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you like what you hear, you can support this directly. Go to patreon.com/MSP Radio and give what you want. You determine what you think the content is worth, and that's what you give. Supporters get access to the written versions of all the stories at businessof.tech, including a daily digest. I'm supported by listeners just like you. Thanks for listening. Nothing else today, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.